is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interests you've written debit.
No, that's the butt.
The butt.
Yeah. And also I like tennis.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Chosen Don and Mike.
No up, Chuck.
Good.
I tried.
You mean you tried to make yourself throw up?
Yeah, because I feel like I have to.
Oh, that's a terrible feeling.
Mike, I wanted to say that to you. Am I a pro or am I a pro? Here I am with a touch of whatever this is. Uh-huh. You know, maybe it's a 24-hour flu.
Or, you know, the only thing I've been thinking since you've been talking about this is the...
BF. BF?
Bird flu. We've been asking you what it is. You're not able to describe it. And that's exactly what it is.
Well, if that's the case, somebody call the record books, because I'm the first one with it.
Can you imagine that, the publicity we'd get, seriously? I mean, if you survived it.
I wish I was a goddamn pro enough that I could come in and not feel good and not get some call from some asswipe and just lose it.
It's not like you have a history of that.
No. And look at the bright side. You felt good enough all weekend to play with those chickens.
Remember when you took some of the neighborhood kids out to the farm?
The chicken
and
farm.
And you played rooster catch, and then you had shake and bake.
Very nice.
And, that. And then it was a trip to Popeye.
Don and Mike Show.
Rooster lick.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Long time listener. First time caller here. Listen to you guys. I was about 15.
Third annual beak lick.
What can we do for you?
Come on, kids, lick the rooster's beak without it biting your tongue.
What can we do for you?
A long time ago, on one of your best of shows, you guys played a tape about my wife, Maxine. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Frank Gifford, sure.
Yeah, Frank. Do you guys happen to ever want to play that again? Because that was fantastic.
That's where we edit in the cigarette commercial,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'd be glad to. Did anybody catch any of Kathy C. Gifford at the Wellington O'Meara funeral?
No.
Because Giff, of course, was a big pallbearer.
Giff was like a son to Wellington. Man.
She was up front, right with Giff, as they were carrying
on. And was she doing her best to get noticed?
She had her big Jackie O glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I thought, was really in bad taste. She went up to the Merrill Widow and kept asking for prices.
Did you find the tape?
I'm still looking.
Okay.
My daddy introduced me to him one time, which was kind of neat. No, wrong guy. His son, not him. I got introduced, but he was a big guy up there in the NFL.
I tell you what,
kind of the opposite of some of the owners we have in the NFL now.
I made this observation that Wellington Mara, mm-hmm. one of the patriarchs of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He don't believe in rubbers.
No, he's got a lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
Jesus Christ! You see, they had like it was like
Catholic.
Right, it was like a Jerry Lewis telethon. I mean, not that the kids were inflicted, but it was in the middle of the field yesterday. It's like 45 kids.
Yeah.
All
his
grandkids.
He has 45. He sired 45 children. Mm-hmm.
He had something like 11.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the way it works in Ireland, a lot of the Maras, you know, used to have either O on it or, you know, they dropped it. So there's a, you know, who knows?
Hello, Joe.
Sure. I think really I might be one of his children.
Mm-hmm. Hi there, Joe.
How are you?
Hey, here's a bulletin for you.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling well, but I'm doing a pretty good job of hiding it from the audience.
Somebody's got a case of the moon day.
You're helping. Joe, where are you at right now in your backwards priest outfit? I mean, not backwards, but...
He's in the pedophile priest outfit.
Thank you, Mike. That's right. Because it's backwards that a priest wants to touch a boy. That's not how it should be.
He's got the pictures of Haley Joel Osment and all that stuck to him, and he's got a rather decent selection of beer, mm-hmm. although he could... stand a little bigger energy output for this segment.
Quite often, priests do like to touch behind, though.
Of course.
I was going to say,
probably not the... Yeah, I mean, both places.
I think they probably like the front better than the back.
Oh, don't be too sure about that.
Joe, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous because kids are coming out now.
You don't like your costume, do you, Joe?
Well, it didn't go too well the first time around, but I did get some beer and some cheese.
All right, hold on. Uh-huh. Before you go trick-or-treating for beer, here, as requested, is Giff.
See that hot dog out there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show?
What?
The purple mustache.
All right. So Joe is out in a priest suit. Did you see the picture yesterday of Wellington Mara flanked on either side by Giff
and
the greatest
Sam Huff.
Linebacker in the history of the NFL?
This is Sam Huff.
Yeah. Very cool.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Could have been a remake of that movie that Juliette Lewis was in.
Oh, it's
The Other Sister.
Oh, my.
Wellington Marin is the other boys.
No.
All right, Joe's in a priest suit. Joe has got pictures of Haley Joel Osment and the kid from Jerry Maguire right. pinned all over him. And now he's going to go trick-or-treating for beer again.
Very good.
Okay, I'm in a cul-de-sac, and these are single-family homes, and this house has pumpkins and decorations, and the door is open.
Go for it.
All right, here we go, everybody. Joe Artinger, trick-or-treating for beer.
Here comes the magic. Here comes the police cruiser.
Yeah.
On two wheels, screeching.
Hi, I'm Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer. Happy Halloween. How about some wine? How about some mustard?
What are they laughing about?
You don't have any beer, but we like a candy bar. She's very pleasant.
Ask for cheese.
Just a candy bar?
Have you any cheese? Okay.
Do you have any cheese? Looks like they're going to give me candy.
Yeah. Candy. Oh, well, that's just not
that
what we're looking for.
Yeah. No. Is that time, though? Sun has gone down.
Yeah. Oh. Well, thank you.
Now, don't forget, you cross yourself. Father
Happy Halloween.
The sign of the Father, the Son, and Haley Osment.
The Father and Son and Haley Osment.
Then do that Catholic thing. Kiss your hand.
Ah.
Wah. There you go. Okay, next house. Joe.
Scamper over to the other house as soon as your little priestly feet will carry you.
Now run, and let's hear those bottles behind you.
And
all
don't
right.
forget God be with you.
God be with you.
Joe is in his priest outfit. With pictures of Hollywood male child stars pinned to the front of it.
Joe?
She was a nice old lady.
That's nice.
So what home are you going to now, Joe?
This is another house that's got some decent decorations and a big, rather large pumpkin in front.
Okay.
And I saw a guy go into it, so I know somebody's home.
All right. Here you go.
Here we go.
I think you're going to get lucky here. I mean, as far as beer is concerned.
Yes.
Let's see.
Don't think we're going to have the woman of the house ask you in. Wouldn't that be something?
You never know.
Well, hello, Father.
Hello, Father Paranoia.
Joe?
It's my favorite line in The Exorcist. Easy, easy, Father Paranoia.
Hello, Joe?
Lee J. Cobb.
What are you doing?
They're here. They're getting ready to open the door.
Okay, don't forget, God be with you.
Is that Lee J. Cobb that's in the...
Hello, I am Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer.
Oh, they love it.
Have you any
I'm
beer?
Father Gerald Fitzpatrick, trick or treating for beer, sir.
Have you any beer?
Have you any beer? How about some wine? Some mustard?
Cheese?
Hey. He closed the door in my face.
Oh, see, they get the big laugh, and then they shut the door in his face.
Yeah.
You've got to tell the next house that you're serious.
Sucks.
Tell them you're serious, that you really want some beer.
And create some urgency. Say, I'm Father Gerald Fitzpatrick, just in from the Vatican.
Here's a nice twist. Joe?
Yeah?
Put on a bit. You're good at this.
Oh, no.
Put on a bit of an Irish brogue.
No, I got an even better idea. Use your British accent.
Same thing.
I know.
Okay.
Are you at the next house?
I'm almost there.
Okay.
I'm passing a couple that are dark with nobody in the driveway, so I'm going up to this one where I thought I saw people.
Now you're talking about houses?
No, it's a racial issue with me.
I know.
All right, I'm almost there.
He's in the Fairfax ghetto.
No, this is far from the ghetto.
Ghetto superstar.
Are you in an upscale neighborhood?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, well, not terribly upscale, but, single family homes.
I think people would have some suds.
Way to go ahead.
Not terribly upset. Oh,
oh dear.
A dog.
A canine.
And his mama cries.
She's it all, baby, little, little, in the ghetto.
Ghetto. Joe?
Hold on. The dog's barking, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't think he bites. Pet him.
That's all I'm doing today.
If nobody comes to the door, you might want to bark back at the dog. That's always fun. I do that in every parking lot when I see one.
Howl at the moon.
Anybody coming?
Nobody's coming.
Huh. Is the dog... What?
No.
Can the dog see you?
Oh, yeah. He's right here.
Well, then bark at the dog.
Bark at him really, you know, make him go crazy.
Yeah, he's going pretty crazy. But there's no one here. Should I move on?
Yes.
There's a house right across the street with a pumpkin.
You know, am I the only one who has everybody done that? That when you see a dog that's like going nuts in a car
but
in a parking lot?
But it has to be where you know you're safe.
Right, yeah.
Like
if
the dog's on a leash or on one of those chains in the backyard, yep. You got to make sure the chain only goes so far.
Uh-huh. Like I did that time in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
With the canine unit.
That was different, Mike.
Asking a cop for a direction to a strip joint. And I didn't know he had his little dog in the back.
Oh, dear.
A little German shepherd that frantically went through the window at me.
Sure.
And we were on foot. We were on feet.
We had stepped out of the Pontiac 3000. Or it's 6000. Which is it? 3,000,
yeah, I
think. 6,000?
Whatever.
Hello, I am Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer.
Where's the accent?
Yes, you see.
Where's your British accent?
I'm trick-or-treating for beer.
There it
is. Help me out.
There's the vast gulf that he just
jumped. Don't have any beer? How about wine? I'm in from the Vatican, you know. I'm quite thirsty.
I have an old
duels
back.
You have
old duels is acceptable. Yeah. Counts. Sort of.
You take old duels.
Sure.
We have no duels here for you. We're dry. Duels? We're dry in this house.
It'll make the sound.
At least we can put it back with the other bottles, right?
She was commenting on my cooler, you guys. It's an old duels cooler.
I see. She doesn't have any beer?
No.
Okay, we'll go to the next house. Has anybody commented on your outfit?
How do you like my outfit? Yeah.
Where are they?
They're on my vest. My vestments. No, they're not trick-or-treating.
I'll give them.
Okay.
How many of them are there?
Oh,
she
thinks those are his kids.
Is this an established neighborhood, Joe?
Joe, why don't you tell her who those kids are? Tell them it's Haley Joel Osment.
See, they're famous. Kids, they're famous child stars.
They're famous child stars.
Tell her you think.
Haley Joel Osment.
Tell them you think they're cute.
Adorable.
They're cute.
Offer her one of the pictures.
Thank you.
Yeah, give her a picture.
Thank you. Do what now?
Just go to the next house.
Yes. Right. How many beers do you have so far, Joe?
Three.
You don't seem to be making your usual Halloween haul.
The costume's throwing these poor people.
Again, I must ask, is it the costume or the man inside the costume?
Well, perhaps it's the man, but, my God. Look, I'm going up to the house, and in their trash is a case. Empty cases of beer. So they must have.
So you're saying you got a chance.
Monday,
Joe.
So he's on my street.
Okay, Joe.
Let's see what we get here. Now
come on,
Joe. God be with you, Joe. Remember that.
Not much for decorations, however. Like God.
Nice knockers.
Red Fox.
Oof.
I'm not kidding you this time.
Is there anybody appear to be in the house?
Yeah, here they come. They look young and hip.
You'll fit right in.
Come on, Joe.
Come on.
Hello, I am Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer. Happy Halloween.
We don't have any beer.
You don't have any beer? How about some wine? You see?
Very funny.
Joe, you're not using your British accent.
I'm sorry. How about some toilet paper, then? I'm just in from the Vatican.
Hi.
Hi.
How about some cheese?
I just threw it up a little bit.
Oh, really?
You look so pleased with yourself.
Hope it helped.
You look so pleased with
and
yourself.
And nobody even heard.
No.
I just turned the microphone.
I was watching.
You were not. How could
yes,
you see
I
what was underneath the...
Yeah. I saw you. I saw you between that separation.
All right.
You don't normally go down that far when you
God
just...
God bless. Good day. Well...
Boy, I need an Altoid in the worst way.
I've got Altoids.
Joe.
Well, you're far away, Joe.
Joe, do you have any
Joe,
beer?
Joe, did you get any beer at that last house? I was a little distracted. No, no beer at all.
No, this is bumming me out.
All right, are there any other houses nearby?
Go to one more.
Yeah, there's another one.
All right, one more. This is your last chance, Joe.
All right.
I got past that over here. Right.
They've got a pumpkin in front. Mm. It's not much for decorations, but they do have a pumpkin.
Is that better?
Altoids, all I care is that
little projectile stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just that a little blue acid.
Mm-hmm.
And no chunks.
Oh. Here we go.
It's checking for chunks.
No.
Chunk check.
It's mainly all liquid.
That'll make it easier for Ben.
Oh, like that's going to get cleaned up.
True enough.
Like we won't come in tomorrow, just be dried puke.
Oh!
Touche.
Not the first time.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe I needed to get that out of my system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's probably good. That's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling better already.
Are you really?
No.
Well, the dog is barking. There's lights on. There's a pumpkin with a candle out front.
Good luck. I think this is going to be a winning location.
Yeah, it's going to be the one. I'm not kidding you this time. Ooh.
Good. Very scary.
Very scary.
I get that. I'm one of those people that has watching other people puke.
I didn't, but you didn't see me puke.
No, I just saw you, like, I saw your head. I saw the action of the puking.
Ducked behind
and
the
And then it was this little discussion of chunks that kind of, okay, that, we don't need
it. It was like watching something on Cinemax. You didn't actually see it happen.
You just saw the back of my head.
Did you watch Monsters of Horror last night on Showtime?
How was it?
It's okay. Not bad. Horrible.
Joe?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Joe?
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Joe. This is awful.
I know. I'm out of houses.
Out of houses.
We're out of houses.
I'm out of puke. You're out of a job. happy Halloween, Joe.
Well, haven't we tied that up into a nice bow?
I think so.
One of these days, he should go to the neighborhood of August Bush the Fourth.
Yes, where every house has different varieties of Anheuser-Busch products.
All right, what is the final count on what you got today?
Final count. I've got 4 Reese's peanut butter cups, some stale broken crackers, 3 pieces of cheese, some candy corn, 2 Bud Lights, and a Michelob Ultra for my friend Mike.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
There you go. All right, Father.
Won't be able to drink that for a month.
Thank you very much. Oh, we'll talk about that when we come back.
A little under a month.
Uh-huh. We'll talk about
Buzz can have it then. Buzz, get your drinking hat on.
All right. Goodbye, Joe.
Good day.
Thanks, Joe.
28 days.
We'll talk about it.
Thank you, Joe. Mike has promised us, last week that he was not going to drink for an entire month.
Correct. I just need to ask a favor.
Listen, it's your life.
I don't know. You want to talk about it now, or do you want to talk about it when we come back?
Let's break, and then we'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Because it's something that I want to make sure that is all right.
Okay.
Just want a little modification on it. I mean, I don't think it's... I don't have a problem. I do not have a problem.
Okay.
You have a problem.
I do. And I'm choking it back right now.
Yeah.
So we will be right back.
We might be back.
No,
I will definitely be back.
We'll be here.
I have Tums.
I will be here.
I think Tums might just go down and come back up again.
I'm like, this is really going to help. Do you see what I just did? I just took the cards and I've only made, put them in front of my mouth. Like,
yeah.
But I might puke. Don't worry, Mike. You'll be safe with an index card in front of my mouth.
Hey, no problem at all. Looking forward to puking at about 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Hey, we will
Rob, you might be 4 o'clock.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
Headed west on 66A, expect a long line of delays beltway at 123 off and on into Gainesville. Life comes at you fast. Be ready with Nationwide Insurance, Auto, Home, Life. Nationwide is on your side. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Tonight on the Discovery Channel, for the first time ever, get a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to become a NASCAR superstar. Don't miss this week's all-new episode of Roush Racing Driver X. Let's all discover the need for speed tonight at 8 only on the Discovery Channel.
And now, with your current Mega Millions jackpot, the Happy Jackpot Singer.